With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
This is D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, here with the 295th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. We're here at the Louis Armstrong Airport before heading back to town. So you'll hear some airport background noises, but we wanted to get the podcast up. We're going to call this one Matty Ice Saves the Day. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan turned in a spectacular performance and bailed out the defense, which blew an 18-point fourth-quarter lead with a strike down the sidelines to Cordarrelle Patterson to get in the field goal range with the game on the line. It was Matt Ryan's 41st game-winning drive and 33rd fourth-quarter comeback. He completed 23 of 30 passes for 343 yards and two touchdowns and had a passer rating of 135.8. Matty Ice saves the day. Here's Matt Ryan.
Coverage in that last situation. We have multiple guys across the board at that point. It's just about feeling like, you know, picking the best one. We felt like that was, and it worked out for us. CP made a great play.
Why do you feel like you've been so good throughout your career in those types of situations?
Well, I've been lucky to play with great players, you know, throughout my career, and I think that helps when you got guys you can trust and players that can go up and make plays and win one-on-one matchups. I think that part has really helped. And then, you know, I work hard during the week to get myself prepared and, you know, to try and, you know, put myself through every scenario that's going to come up in the game so that when it comes up, I feel like I'm ready for it.
Is there something that can be a mental thing for you, too, because you have that experience? Like, does it switch off? Does it go somewhere else?
I just try and do the same thing I'm always doing. You know, I don't try and overcomplicate it. I really feel like, you know, the longer you play, the more you realize, let's keep things simple. You know, let's hear the play call. Let's know the coverage. Let's know our matchup that we want to throw it, and let's make a good throw.
There it is, Matt Ryan. He says the longer you play, you figure out, hey, keep it simple. Hey, we're going to look at four more items. The wide receiver stepping up, the game notes, the player notes, and look ahead to Dallas. With Ridley out, and he's out indefinitely, went on the non-football injury list on Friday, so he will miss at least 3 weeks. The receiving corps stepped up. The ball was moved around to everybody. Of course, Cordarrelle Patterson was 6 of 6 on his targets for 126 yards, and that big 64-yarder down the sidelines where he beat the Saints rookie. Russell Gage caught 7 of 8 targets for 64 yards. Olamide Zaccheaus caught his 3 of 3 targets for 58 and 2 touchdowns. Rookie Kyle Pitts, had 7 targets, caught 3, had a bad drop to start the game off with. Would have been over 100, but he had 62 yards. So you see it spread around, wasn't one person. Cordarrelle Patterson with a big super-duper play up the sidelines. We have video and audio of him up online on AJC.com. Let's get to the game notes here. The Falcons, you know, 25-27. You know, the Falcons were in control 24-6. Fell apart in the fourth quarter. And we'll look at that this week, I'm sure. There was a lot of issues, one of them being whether Fourier or Lewicon. They sent him on a blitz. He came in a little high, too high for the helmet, jumping, tried to get the ball down, and that was one play that'll come in question. But they tried to stop him. just penalties on that drive, you know, hurt the effort there, But the Falcons were bailed out by Matt Ryan. The offense finished with 366 total net yards on 57 plays, averaging 6.4 a play. The game winner, we said 41st game winner, 33rd fourth quarter comeback. Falcons offense also had a 15-play, 92-yard drive that ended with the Ryan pass to Alamide Zaccheaus, ending the first half. That was matching their longest drive of the season in plays and yards. They also had an 81-yard drive, which was one of their top four. So two of their top four drives came in this game to get the lead that the defense couldn't hold. I'm sure they'll learn from that and try to do better as they move forward. So the Falcons offense had four players with at least 50 yards receiving. We just went over that. And marked the first time four receivers reached that mark in a game since week 7 of 2020. The Falcons defense limit the Saints to 3 of 10 on third downs or 1 on fourth down. And Foyer Olukan served as the Falcons' sixth captain for this game. So those were our game notes here. And we're going to move on to our player notes. Of course, we went over Matt Ryan, 76.7%. Completion rate, no interceptions, the season high 135.8 passer rating, rushed 5 times for 8 yards, touchdown, first rushing touchdown since the 12th, and the 12th of his career, first of this season, 12th of his career. Let's skip down to, we covered all the receivers, let's go on to defense, defensive player notes. You got CP. He had 136 from scrimmage. You throw some of them rushing yards in there. Rushing tackle was non-existent. So that's something, you know, we'll go look at later. We're noted here with after the victory, but we'll look at that later as ways to get the running game going. But so we caught Alamide, Russell Gage covered, Kyle Pitts. Yeah, the one drop. And let's go to the defensive side of the ball. A.J. Terrell had 5 tackles and a career-high 3 passes defense. James Valters had 2 tackles and 1 sack, big sack strip. First career forced fumble. Steven Means had 2 tackles, fumble recover. Reed that he returned for 32 yards to set up that touchdown to put him up 24-6. Deion Jones led him with 10 tackles. 2 passes defense and 1 quarterback hit. Foyer Olukan, 9 tackles, 3 solos and 1 quarterback hit. Grady Jarrett, 5 tackles, 1 quarterback hit, 1 pass defense. Brandon Copeland had 4 tackles. Anthony Rush, who got called up on Saturday from the practice squad, had 3 tackles and 1 tackle for loss. Eric Harris, safety, finished with 7 tackles and 1 special teams tackle. Richie Grant and Christian Blake had 2 special teams tackle. Richie also had a bad unnecessary roughness penalty that got one of those Saints drives started. So I'm sure we'll hear about that this week too. So Younghoe Koo with 2 attempts, including a game winner from 29. His time expired. It was his 3rd game-winning field goal kick of the season, 3rd of his career. Dustin Colquitt punted 5 times for 224 yards, 44.8 average, including 1 inside the 20 and a long of 52 yards. So, those are our player notes offensively and defensively. And we're going to get on to the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys are 6-2. They lost 30-16 to the Denver Broncos on Sunday. The early lines are already out, and the Falcons are heavy underdogs. The Falcons, the money line is plus 360. Falcons are 9-point underdogs. The over and under is 52 points. Falcons defense, and we'll talk a lot about this week. This will be a big challenge. They're going up against the number one offense in the league that gets 446.1 yards per game. They are fourth in passing, 303 yards, 303.4 yards. And then rushing yards, they're third with 142.8. So we're going to wrap it up and make it to the plane here this morning with the 295th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. We're going to wrap it up. This one was titled, Matty Ice Saves the Day as the Falcons prevail in a dramatic win over the New Orleans Saints, 27-25, to move to 4-4 on the season at the halfway point. There are 9 games left to go in the first 17 game season in the NFL. And officially, the middle of the season will be at halftime against Dallas. But we'll stay with 8 games and come back with you for you with our midterm grades today. We're going to look at the run offense, run defense, the off and the pass offense and pass defense, special teams, and coaching over the first 4 games of the season. With that, we're going to ask you to take care and have a great rest of your week.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over 4 decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.